The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The very first thing, though, I want to talk about is vaping, because vaping amongst teens in particular is consistently linked to taking up smoking, marijuana and alcohol consumption, says an umbrella review of existing research. So to discuss this further, I am joined by our own Henry McKean. Henry, tell me more.
Kieran, you didn't get in an Oasis pun there, cigarettes and alcohol. You know,
Henry,
we need to move on. I know we got to move
please.
On.
Please.
It's over.
All right.
I know. And I'm still wearing the wristband.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that. You're like those people with those electric picnic wristbands months after it's over.
But yeah.
We know you went.
Well, this is it. And there were people at that gig vaping. And vaping hasn't gone away. You walk down the street like I did earlier, full of vape shops, people out there with, you know, the throwaway ones, the temporary ones, the ones that last forever. And you witness lots of young people doing it. And you mention this journal, Tobacco Control, and they're linking it to, you know, other harmful side effects. So stuff like asthma, basically a cough, mental illness, pneumonia, bronchitis, headaches, migraine, dizziness, lightheadedness, low sperm count, and poor mouth health. I met this girl who got sick at 14 vaping.
I don't do it very often because I got my first vape when I was like, I don't know, 14, and I actually ended up smoking it all in one night, and it kind of, I was sick that night, and from then I haven't really been able, like, I'll take one and that'll be it, because I think, you know, when you eat something that's like off and you take an allergic reaction and then you can't really eat it again, I think it was in a good way that happened.
Did you vomit?
Yeah, I was really sick all night. And I couldn't, like, I was at home and I couldn't tell my parents because I was afraid, they eventually found out then I was vaping, but I was afraid to tell them then.
And so were your parents cross with you?
Yes, my parents reacted in a way that was like, okay, this is more about your health. So then I went on walks every day with them and stuff. But to be honest with you, I did it then again after, but it was only, I realised that it wasn't good because I would get headaches when I did it as well. So.
And does it surprise you, does it worry you that they're saying there's a clear link between, you know, vaping, mental health, moving on to marijuana, moving on to drink?
Well, I think there's risks with everything. You can't really control people are going to do what they're going to do. There's not a way of stopping them. And the dangers, you've seen it with smoking now, that they have the ads on the cigarette boxes. It still doesn't really change how much they're consumed and how many people take them. It's more the global and environmental effect.
And these vapes are actually owned by these cigarette companies.
Yeah.
So they're still making their millions and billions.
Yeah, I think it's targeted towards the wrong demographic, and I think it's targeted specifically towards younger people as opposed to older people, and they're taking advantage of that.
And the bright colours.
Yeah, the bright colours, the taste, the flavours, you know, children, I know it's different, but children don't really like the taste of cigarettes, but cherry and blue raspberry, and there was one even like that, it was like a knockoff of like Ribena or something, you know, a drink that's targeted towards younger children.
Okay, that seems a little perverse, a Ribena-flavoured vape. We might get to the flavours in a moment, Henry. It's a fairly charged area, vape. So there's people who are appalled because of the rubbish that's caused, you know, people tossing the vapes with the stickers on all the bins. There's people who are really supportive of them that say anything that might help people kick cigarettes should be welcomed. What this research today, I guess, is the other end of the age spectrum. People who are not yet smoking, have never smoked, and are maybe, you know, finding their way to smoking by vaping. And I guess the suggestion might be that what this research does is it reinforces the need to restrict sales or the marketing of these types of products.
And you're right, the marketing is something else. I mean, and remember, we must remember this, these vape companies are owned by the established cigarette companies. They've spent a lot of money to make this market so attractive. And we do speak to an expert, Dr. Garrett McGovern from the Priority Medical Clinic. And he's read the report in full, and he's saying that we're basically taking our eye off the ball when it comes to the real risk in all this, and that's smoking. And he doesn't treat young vapors in his clinic, and he also discusses what you just mentioned there, the whole gateway theory.
I don't see issues regarding mental health and vaping. I kind of see vaping from a different point of view. We've got a bit caught up in the moral hysteria around youth use, and we're forgetting that that, you know, there is still a huge amount of smokers. So smoking prevalence has stalled over the last number of years, sitting around 18%. And there is a bit of a war on vaping. We don't seem to hear much about smoking harms as much anymore. It's all about vaping harms. And we know from a lot of the studies coming out of the UK, particularly, that, you know, the harms associated with vaping are in the halfpenny place compared to smoking. Smoking combustible tobacco is still what causes the harms. I would also say, just on the gateway theory, if the gateway theory was to hold for vaping, then that would say that more people, more young people who vape are going to smoke. But if you actually look at smoking prevalence among young people, it's fallen off a cliff over the last sort of 10 years. So if it's a gateway to smoking, where are the smokings out of the other side of the gate?
All right. Okay. So interesting questions there posed about the research from Garrett McGovern, who I guess was the person I was thinking of when I said there are those people who suggest, look, if it helps people kick cigarettes, it's worth sticking with. You met a vapor. How often does he vape?
Yeah, Kieran, from the moment, believe it or not, he wakes up in the morning, he's vaping until the moment he goes to bed. It's always there. And I even had a house guest, Kieran, recently. And he actually said to me, he said, Henry, is it okay if I vape?
And what did you say?
I said, that's okay. I didn't say go outside, well, get outside. I let him vape.
Flavored vape?
It was blueberry.
Okay.
It was a bit like a sort of toilet cleaner smell.
Okay.
And I did, you know, inhale a lot of it.
Did he take the proverbial? As soon as he got permission, was he constantly vaping?
He was, but I admit that I was drinking, so I didn't, you know, when you're drinking.
Did you have a taste of it?
No, I didn't. I mean, I couldn't help it because it was in my face.
Yeah.
And like, my house doesn't smell of toilet duck. It doesn't. Or air freshener or whatever you think.
Not usually.
Well, I mean, it smells clean. My house is clean. And normally, okay, I don't like vapors in my house. There was a teenage party recently, and there was a teenager vaping in the house, and I didn't like that at all. He didn't ask permission. But it's one of those things.
What did you do?
I kind of tutted in the corner. He couldn't hear. The music was so loud. And like that, we all need to just say what we think. You know, I should have said to both of those people, the adult and the teenager, stop
well,
vaping.
Well, the adult asked at least, but I find your response to the teenager vaping in your house interesting.
Yeah, I just
were you afraid of the response you might get?
I just thought I was, you know, I was behaving really uncool, and you know, I should have just allowed him. And I did let him off. I just, look at him vaping over there. I was commenting to myself and kind of speaking under my breath like this, without actually challenging
such
the
bravery.
Issue. I know, but it's an issue, and so many buildings, especially public buildings, vaping is not allowed indoors. But homes is a different story. But I did get to meet an 18-year-old, and I asked, what age did he start vaping?
When I was around 16 or 2.
And how did you start and why?
It was a social thing, really. Like, all my friends were doing it, so then I kind of jumped on the bandwagon then.
They're now saying that young people who vape could end up, you know, misusing marijuana, alcohol. They could go on and have asthma issues, coughing, coughs, mental health issues, pneumonia, bronchitis, headaches, migraines, dizziness, lightheadedness, low sperm count. I could go on. Does that concern you?
Oh, of course, yeah. It's just one of those things. You want to get off it, but it's that addiction side of it, you know what I mean? So it's not good at all.
I don't vape. What's it like? I've obviously passive vaped, and for me it's like an air freshener in a loo. Mm. How does it feel to actually vape?
It's different from smoking a cigarette. It's just, it's like a fruity type thing. It's easier. And it's just one of those things. It's just something to do. For me, anyway, it's just having something in your hand all the time.
And does it clear your breath?
Yeah.
And what flavour do you have?
I think it's like cherry or something, I think.
So you have a cherry one right now.
Yeah.
And would you vape much during the day?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, like, from the moment you wake up, you go right through?
Yeah.
And how much kind of liquid would you use?
30 milligrams, I think. 30 odds.
Would you go through one of them a day?
No, not a day. I think one every 3 or 4.
And how much do they cost?
I think it's like a tenner for 4 of them.
So much cheaper than smoking?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And you realise the dangers?
Oh, yep.
But you just can't stop?
Yep.
Okay, he can't stop. He knows the dangers. He's saving money, I guess, compared to cigarettes. So yeah, only going through one every couple of days or so. Tell me more about the flavours, though. We mentioned the Ribena, or one lady did earlier.
Yeah, you're right. And like a pack of cigarettes in the Republic of Ireland right now is €18.50, just under €20. Whereas, as that man said, so much cheaper. So there's lots of different flavours. And you can even obviously get rich tobacco flavour as well. And this is what the experts are saying. Have one flavour, just make it tobacco. But at the moment, you can get all sorts of flavors, as we mentioned, strawberry, blueberry, you know, lemonade, all sorts of, you know, fizzy drink and sweet type, attractive, bright colors and stuff like that. I got to meet this young man and I asked him, how long has he been vaping?
Maybe about a year ago after quitting cigarettes.
So you quit the cigarettes and you've taken up vaping.
Yeah.
Is it the lesser of the two evils?
A bit of the lesser of the two evils, but I know it's not good for you either way. It is something I plan to give up as well.
Do you realise the heightened risks and harmful consequences?
Somewhat, but not totally.
And what is it you like about them?
The flavour.
And what's your favourite flavour?
Strawberry ice.
Strawberry ice? Yeah. So is it like a strawberry sweet ice cream? Or
kind of like a fruity, sweet, fruity flavour.
Can you taste anything else in there? The chemicals, the nicotine?
No, can't taste anything but the flavours.
And why can't you stop?
I guess it's highly addictive and it's very hard to stop. It's just become a habit.
Do you ever feel lightheaded? Any side effects?
Nope, nothing.
Nothing at all yet?
No, nothing yet.
You're a smoker. You haven't started to vape.
No, never. No, no, I'm just smoking.
And when vapes came out, there was a lot of talk that actually vapes are better than smoking, it will help you get off smoking, and now we realise the dangers.
No, it's
that
not.
Isn't the case.
And it's become, to be honest, it's become like a little business in the schools too. You have little, like what I call little mini gangsters, and it's kind of like they're selling
so
it.
So they're hustling
kids.
It.
Yeah, they're selling it to kids in the schools up in Mayo, and I'm talking about kids that would be about like 14, you know.
They're selling the vapes.
Yeah, they're
the
selling the vapes, yeah. So in other words, they're encouraging, and then it's peer pressure too. A lot of them kids would just, they're getting onto them just to feel like they're with the in crowd. You know what I'm saying?
Does it surprise you those kids will perhaps go on and smoke cigarettes, smoke marijuana?
They will,
could have mental health difficulties?
Definitely.
Health?
Definitely, yeah.
Asthma?
Yeah. There's a lot of kids up there as well, may I notice, and they're very young, 15 years of age, and they're smoking ash, grass, whatever it is now, but it's definitely not good. It's encouraging kids to smoke, I think.
All right, that's what he thinks. John says, if vapes have a part to play in getting people off tobacco, let's make them prescription only. Brian says, some people are just prone to addiction, be it smoking or vapes or alcohol or chocolate or whatever. The vehicle is less important than the pre-existing propensity. Another listener says, have people lost all self-control? We overeat, overdrink, and now we over-vape. Can things not be done in moderation anymore? And Paddy in Termonfeckin says, a shop I go into often has had a complete overhaul behind the counter. And wow, I was bowled over. It is really bright and colourful. A full wall of vapes. And I wondered about the money and power behind these vape companies. Paddy, Brian, John, everybody else who's getting in touch, thank you very much. 087 1400 106. Henry McKean, thank you very, very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4. On News Talk.